My wife, who was the news research director at the Plain Dealer at the time, took me to one of their book and author luncheons, and I was sitting at the table, and I think somebody from the Western Reserve Historical Society was there, and we were talking about the book, my Ignatius books, and told him what project I was thinking of doing, the charity game. And not only did he think it was a great idea, but he wanted to buy a copy right then. I said, well, I haven't even started it yet. So I started researching it, and I didn't know anything about the charity game too much at that time, except that, it was the city championship game on Thanksgiving Day, and everybody went to it. So I finally started going through the Plain Dealer, because they were the main sponsor, and found that the first game was in 1931. And so I figured, okay, that was for the city championship, the charity game. But how did they determine the city champion before then? So I started going back through the papers until I stopped finding information on football. So I went through 1920s, 1910s, 1900s, 1890s. Finally, I came across an article from October 25th, 1890. It was the first high school football game ever played in Cleveland between Old Central High School, which was, at the time, it was the largest high school west of the Alleghenies, and it had been around for like 45, 50 years. And their opponent in that game was University School, which was literally the newest high school in the city. It had only been open for like a month, and it was an offshoot of Central High. One of the professors at Central High wanted to start a college prep type school, and that's how it got to the name University School. You can go from there to the university, whereas Central High was more of a general knowledge type thing. They taught you business